Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. I am Pastor Lynn, the associate pastor here, and I want to welcome you to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, where together we are seeking to know God, to love God, and to serve God. Today is All Saints Day. It's a day when we remember and we give thanks for those who have gone on before us. We will also be celebrating Holy Communion, a time when we join with God's people on earth and all the company of heaven in praising God and giving thanks for the work of Jesus Christ among us. Pastor Lindsay will be offering a message of hope for us on this day of remembering. Now, please don't forget to fill out the connection card that you found inside your bulletin, or if you are online, please go online and fill out a card so that we know that you've been with us and we know the things that you're interested in being a part of here. Also, if there are prayers that you would like your faith community to be sharing with you, there are prayer cards in the pews, or you can also make a prayer request online. Our worship leaders today are Tom Doan and Greg Guise. And now I'd like to invite any children that are here to go ahead and go to Sunday school or to the nursery. And I want to tell all of you that during our hymns today, you are invited to light a candle if there's someone that you feel moved to do that. But I want to show you how it works. So at the table here, you can see all the candles, and there are tapers like this that are laying on the table. So you pick up a taper, you light the taper with the candlestick, then you pick up the votive, turn it sideways, and light this way, okay? Then you can place it back on the rack, blow out the taper, okay? All right, and so now you may do that even during this opening hymn and especially during the opening hymn. So I invite you to stand as we sing the opening hymn, For All the Saints, number 711. We're going to be singing verses 1, 3, 4, and 6.
Thank you. Please join me in the opening prayer. We thank and praise you, O God, for all your servants who have finished the race of life on earth and now rest from their labors safely in your care. Give us grace to follow the example of their steadfast faithfulness. In Christ Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. The scripture reading today is from John 14, 1-7 and 27. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Tom. Church, I'd invite you to join me in a spirit of prayer. Most holy and gracious God, we gather this day to praise you and to remember the beautiful saints before us. O loving Lord, as we gather this day, we see the light. May we feel your presence. May we be reminded of their light continuing to shine in us as well. O loving Lord, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight. You, God, who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On this beautiful All Saints Sunday, we gather to worship and to praise God, and we gather this day, we gather to witness to our faith. We come to celebrate the lives of loved ones and friends and dear church members who have passed over the course of this past year, as well as those who have passed in previous years. We come acknowledging our grief, our human loss. We pray that God may grant us grace, and that in the pain we might find comfort. And in the death we might find hope, knowing there's resurrection to come. On this All Saints Sunday, we come holding our hearts, and in our hearts we hold them dearly, our loved ones. They're on our minds. We remember their names. We come with stories, we come with perhaps tears in our eyes, rolling down our cheeks. We come with memories to always never forget. We come seeking peace if our hearts feel weary this morning. We come seeking joy, knowing that they're now with God. They no longer walk this earth in pain, if that was a part of their experience. We come this day lighting candles, remembering them and placing them in the trust of Jesus. Well, just as we as people on earth know grief and know pain and sorrow in our lives, Jesus and his disciples, they also knew grief. On the night before Jesus gave himself up for us, he met with his disciples, those faithful followers of his that had been a part of his ministry, his public ministry for 3 years, and it was them in the upper room that they met. They met to break bread, to share wine, to laugh, to cry, to converse, and there in the upper room, he took some bread. They had a meal, and he welcomed them with an open heart and an open spirit. He welcomed them as a servant. Tom read the message, the scripture lesson for us this morning. I would invite you to hear an additional scripture this morning, a part of the story that took place just before Tom's reading. The scripture lesson is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, starting at the first verse. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go with the Father. And having loved his own who were here in this world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, he got up from the table and he took off his outer robe. He tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and he began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was tied around him. Well, he came to Simon Peter, who said to Jesus, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "Well, you will never wash my feet." Jesus responded, "Unless I wash you, you will have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Then, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to them, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash, except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew that one would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." Then after he washed their feet, he put on the robe, he returned to the table, and he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? Well, you call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. And so if I, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, so ought you to wash one another's feet. For I have set an example for you that you should do as I have done to you." "Very truly I tell you," Jesus continued, "very truly I tell you, the servants are not greater than their master, nor the messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." Amen. As Jesus and his disciples gathered in the upper room that evening to celebrate the Passover, to share this time together before his death, Jesus became an example of servanthood. He became an example of putting others first, of taking the towel, of pouring the water into the basin, and there he started to wash their feet one by one. And wiping away the dirt from those dusty, dirty roads that they'd been traveling, Jesus became this servant leader, ever so gently stooping down, wiping it away, and cleansing them. He was a servant of the disciples, and he instructed them to do the same. That evening, as they continued to dine with these clean feet and these thankful hearts, Jesus went on to tell them the commandment. The commandment was, "I give you a new command that you love one another just as I have loved you. You should also love one another. That by this, everyone will know that you are my disciple if you have love for one another." But the disciples, Jesus became an example of a love, an example of what it means to serve others. As the disciples journeyed with him over the course of these 3 years in ministry, he became an example of what it looks like to live a life filled with faith and love and service towards others, to put people first, to welcome the outcast, to embrace the marginalized, to extend care to the stranger and the love and the littlest of children. Jesus modeled love and care to them every day. When I think about the saints that have gone on before us, the saints that we're remembering, who now live and reign with God, I think about the love that they embodied and the love that they expressed for others. When I think about the saints who have died over the past year, and as you open up your bulletin, you can see their names listed. We'll share them in a moment. And as I think about the loved ones we hold in our hearts, I think about the love and the care that they expressed for others. And I think about how they chose to live out this command that Jesus not only gave to those 12 gathered there, but gives to all of us. I think about how they chose to love. So this day we remember our loved ones, our friends that they've passed, these beautiful saints. They're saints not because of the title in their passing, rather they are saints because of how they live their lives here on earth. They are saints because of how they loved their family and served their country and followed Jesus and worked hard and volunteered and served their church and sought to walk in Jesus' feet. And they were generous souls. They put others, people first. They are saints who made an impact on the lives of others around us. And they made an impact on us. We remember our dear loved ones and our friends who have passed as saints because they are of noble character, taking seriously this command to love as Jesus loved, to serve as Jesus served, to wash others' feet metaphorically and sometimes literally. And this command of Jesus, it goes not just to the loved ones who passed, but it goes to us to live these lives of service. Loving the world, loving each other, loving God. It's a command for a life well lived. There's a beautiful poem called A Life Well Lived. It says these words. A life well lived is a precious gift of hope and strength and grace for someone who has made our world a brighter, better place. It's filled with moments sweet and sad, with smiles and sometimes tears, with friendships formed and good times shared, and laughter through the years. A life well lived is a legacy of joy and pride and pleasure, a living, lasting memory our grateful hearts will treasure. So many of our beautiful saints have passed, have had a great life lived, a well life lived, and we remember them this day, the impact upon our lives, not perfect lives that they lived because they were not free of pain or conflict or sorrow or hardship, but they were filled with good lives because they were beautiful children of God. We continue in the scripture story, the scripture lesson, when we got into the 14th chapter of John that Tom read for us, when we continue to hear that story, we heard these words. I want you to hear them again. They're beautiful words. They're important words. Hear these words again. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, but believe in God. Believe also in me. For in my Father's house there are many dwelling places, and if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, you will also be. And you know the place where I am going." But Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "Well, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And if you know me, you know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." And Jesus left these words with them, saying, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." This day, as we can take great comfort in these words of Scripture, because not only do we remember these beautiful saints, these wonderful words, these beautiful children of God, but we can take comfort from these words of Scripture knowing that our loved ones, our friends, our church family has gone on to be with God this day, to be with the great Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer of all life, knowing that death never has the final word, but they now rest in the house of the Lord. And we can have comfort knowing that from this life into the next, Jesus welcomes them into our Father's many, many rooms there, as illustrated in Scripture. And those saints have gone on to be with the Lord. As you can think about your great saints, maybe you can think about the different things that they love to do here on earth, and you can imagine them up in heaven. Place where there's no more pain, no more sorrow. Maybe you can imagine your loved one there, embracing their great hobbies that they used to do, or connecting with family and friends and meeting Jesus. And today we can cling to the hope of knowing that death never has that final word, that Christ has conquered death and brings forth new life and new hope. We have great peace in knowing that nothing can ever separate us from the great love of God in Christ Jesus. The words of Scripture from Romans chapter 8 reminds us that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor nothing in all of creation can ever separate us from the great love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And as people of faith, we can have hope in what's to come. We have hope knowing that from this life to the next, that God's love for us is a constant and nothing can ever separate us from the great love of Jesus. So this morning as we gather and worship, may somebody come to your heart and mind. May that dear family member or that beautiful friend or that faithful church member come to your mind. And as you light a candle for them this morning, maybe be reminded that the light of Christ continues to shine in us, that their light continues to shine in this world, and the light of God continues to shine always. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for these saints that touched our lives, that took seriously the call to serve and to love as Jesus loved. We thank you for these words of Scripture that remind us that in our Father's house there are many, many rooms, and we take comfort in knowing, Lord, that they now rest with you. We take comfort in seeing the light this day, for their light shines this day as well. We take comfort in knowing that there is always hope for what is to come next. For we are never separated from your great love. Dear Heavenly Father, be with us this day of worship as we recall memories, as we recall these beautiful saints, and we celebrate them this day. Amen. I would invite you to find in your bulletin this insert as we celebrate and we remember the beautiful saints that have gone on before us. I'd invite you to join in singing.
Eduardo Cartez,
Keith Casey Clouser,
Carol Davis,
Luis Dufresne,
Gary Holman,
Mary R. Houston,
Mary Janke,
Marie Kangas,
Eileen McCartney,
Rick McGuire,
Juanita McPeak,
Marcia Outlaw,
William Piggott,
James Rodriguez,
Bob Smith,
Sharon Weiss,
Mark Wood.
Please join in singing.
William Martin Priest,
Mary Flossie,
Timothy Flossie,
Dorothy Dangle,
Mark Culleton,
Tom Acree,
Terry Horvath,
Bridget McVeigh.
Glenn Simpson.
Karen Stewart.
Mildred Stevens.
Charles Lane.
Sharon Kane Cheney.
Kenneth Crowder.
Nancy Stahl.
And Art Sherman. Invite you to find the back of the bulletin now. The following gifts were purchased through the generosity of the congregation members and the use of memorial funds and are dedicated to the glory of God.
A gift to the choir in memory of Kenneth and Michael Wells to support worship through music. Respond. We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God.
A gift for updating the well in memory of the Kerslake family to enhance the student ministry experience. We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God.
A gift in memory of Charles Lane for NAMI and Samaritan Counseling Centers to support and encourage mental health care.
We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. Gifts in memory of Jim Rodriguez, Carol Davis, Luis Souffrain, and the Vina Community Dental Clinic to provide affordable dental care to those that are underserved. We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God.
A memorial in honor of Luis Souffrain.
We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. A gift to the quilting ministry in memory of Eileen McCartney, Dorothy Harthop, Tom Cluck, Mark Osterhoff, Lynn Taylor, Gary Holman, so that people will know the love and the comfort of Jesus Christ. We dedicate these gifts to your glory, O God.
The United Methodist Women gave gifts for the mission of our church in remembrance of these faithful servants.
Kenneth Cranton, Art Sherman, Mary Houston, Gary Holman, Mary Jane Smale, and Juanita McPeak.
And Mark Wood, Kathy Wassel, Ernest Lauchs, Casey Clouser, Eileen McCartney, Louise Souffrain,
Charles Lane, Carol Davis, Mary Janke, Jim Rodriguez, and Dorothy Dangle.
We dedicate these gifts to your glory, O God. Let us pray together.
Most loving God,
through you, what we dedicate today has meaning.
Accept these gifts in memory of your saints and for the work of your church. Grant us your blessing that these gifts may be an enduring witness before all your people and that our lives may be dedicated in your service through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
As we enter into a time of prayer, you may notice that we have two prayer quilts. One of them is for Esther Meyer, and the other one is for Emily Hoover. Please join me now as we ask God to bless these quilts. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Esther and Emily. We ask that as they wrap themselves in these blankets, that they feel the warmth of your love and that they feel your healing and your strength as they need it. In your name we pray. Amen. Please take time after the service to sign the card and tie a knot in each of the prayer quilts. And now, let's pray as we consider being in the upper room with Jesus. Heavenly Father, we gather here to worship and praise you with gladness, joy, and thanksgiving. By your grace, we are redeemed through the redemption that comes through faith in Jesus. Before going to the cross, Jesus reassured the disciples of their future with him and you. Let us not be troubled, because Jesus went to prepare a place with you for those who believe. Increase our faith to better see Jesus as the way and the truth and the life that comes to you. Help us do good works that others see you in us, as the disciples saw you in Christ's works. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit to enable us to do your will and share the good news of Christ. Jesus told the disciples that to love him was to obey his commands and follow his teachings. Let your Spirit of truth remind us of his teachings so that we glorify you in the name of Christ. With gratitude and humility, we present our silent prayers for comfort, encouragement, and counsel. Thank you for hearing our prayers in the name of Jesus and giving us the peace that only he gives. The prince of this world prowls like a hungry lion, and we need your Spirit to face the forces in us. Come now, let us pray the prayer together, the one that Jesus taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As we come to the communion table, I would invite our communion servers to also come forward, and you can come gather around the table. The Geises and Deacon Loretta and Stephanie, won't you come join us at the table? We come to the table, we find ourselves remembering Jesus at the upper room. We come to break bread. We come to the table of grace. We come to the place of forgiveness of sin. We come knowing that all are welcome to this table. You don't have to be United Methodist, or you don't have to have been a lifelong churchgoer. You come and you are welcome, for it is Christ's table, open to all. We come this day remembering and knowing that on the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, that he took bread. He gave it to the disciples after giving thanks to God first in 4 months, and he gave it to the disciples. He broke it and he told them to take and eat, for this is my body. It is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, Jesus took a cup, again giving thanks to God for it. He blessed it and he told them, drink from this, all of you, for this is the blood of the new covenant. This is the forgiveness of sins. This is the cup of grace poured out for you and for many. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these mighty acts of Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves back to God in praise and in thanksgiving. We offer ourselves as a living, a holy sacrifice in union with what Christ has done for us. We rejoice in the goodness of God.
And now, Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. And on these gifts of bread and cup, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes again in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. When the ushers invite you, you'll be invited to come forward. There will be three communion serving stations. Greg and Lisa Geis will be over at this station, or one of them will give you a piece of bread as well as a cup of juice. You can take both the juice and the cup and consume them right away, and you'll find a small trash can nearby where you receive the communion elements to throw away your communion cup when you're done. At the center aisle, Pastor Lynn and I will be there with the regular elements, but those of you that have gluten-free needs, please let us know. We also have gluten-free elements as well. And Deacon Loretta and Stephanie will be over here at this serving station to greet those who are coming on that side. The table is set. All are welcome. The bread of life and the cup of grace is here for you.
Gracious God, we thank you for this time of communion together. Bless it to our hearts. May through us the world be blessed, even by this holy meal. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now we come to our time of offering. How grateful we are to have had this time to remember those we lost this year and to take communion together. One of the ways that we follow in their footsteps is by sharing with others the talents and the resources that we have been given. And so let us do that wholeheartedly today as I invite the ushers to come forward.
Call. We will all rise up to meet him when we
Lord of heaven and earth, we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate those saints who have gone before us. Accept these offerings we bring today. Guide us to use them in a way that both celebrates the past and supports the next generation of believers. Amen.
As we leave this time of worship, dear church, I just want to lift up three announcements. One is that next week, November 13th, we're going to be having one service here at our Brighton campus. It's going to be at 10 o'clock. So if you come early and you forget, you'll just enjoy some fellowship time. But friendly reminder, we'll be having one service next week at 10 o'clock. It's to celebrate that our mortgage has been fully paid. Praise God. As you can see, Bishop David Bard's photo is up there. He will be leading us in worship and preaching next weekend, so we invite you to come and celebrate the great service and a burning of the mortgage next week at 10 o'clock. A second announcement I want to lift up is we're going to be having a holiday glow and Christmas market in downtown Brighton on the 19th of November. It's a Saturday from 1 to 7. You can come and you can come down there and shop around and enjoy a great time out there. And our church is going to have a booth. So come by, see us, say hello to us. We're also looking for some more friendly faces from our congregation who might like to sign up for an hour time slot to represent the booth, to pass out candy canes and cocoa. My van is filled with candy canes and cocoa right now, as well as some kids' activities to hand out that day, a craft that day. And last announcement I want to share is the Hope for Christmas service. It's going to be on Sunday night, I should say Sunday, December 4th, at 5 o'clock. It is a service to start our Advent season in the spirit of hope. So maybe you've experienced a hardship this year or a loss of a loved one. That'll be a time of lighting candles, sharing communion, and experiencing hope this Advent season. You're invited on Sunday, December 4th at 5 o'clock here in the sanctuary. Dear church, as we go forth from this day from worship, may we take dearly the words of Scripture, knowing that peace Jesus leaves with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. This day, may we leave the spirit of worship also holding in our hearts and minds the great saints that have gone on before us, knowing that their light continues to shine in the darkness. Go forth this day to love and serve the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.